Appreciate the service thus far. Just asked you to pray for us. Very familiar scripture, and I'm going to read this morning. Not anything new. Probably not anything that you hadn't heard. But it's what we have, so just pray for us. We'll have a chapter. We're going to start with the 20th verse. Says, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 11th chapter of that of the book of St. Matthew. Now, you pray for us for just a minute. As we've said, don't know altogether what we'll do, if we'll do anything as far as that goes, but we seemingly got a little thought, and we'll try our best to stay around that thought. The very first part of the 11th chapter of Matthew is dealing with that of John. And the Bible says, you'll read that in the first part of that of this chapter, that John, I believe, was put in prison, and he sent two of his disciples down to see if Christ was the one, or should they look for another. And the Bible says that Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. That was the answer that was sent back to John. And the Bible goes on to say, I'm going to just mind the Lord, so you bear with us. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. And what went ye out for to see? A prophet. Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I will send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, or Elijah, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto ye shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, we have piped unto you and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he hath a devil. But the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of the publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Now, I don't know altogether what we'll do this morning, but the Bible said, in that I read unto you, he said, woe unto thee, Chorazin, and woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And I want you to think for just a little while. This morning he done many mighty miracles, and he done them in that of cities, brethren that he knew about, and they evidently knowed him. But brethren, the Bible says that he done those works, and brethren, they repented not. They did not pay it no mind. They did not, my friend, give him the time of day. Now, I don't know, brethren, what your problem is. I don't know, my friend, whether you believe in God or whether you don't. But I'll guarantee you one thing, brethren, God can do miracles in your life today, my friend, but that won't save you. It takes repentance. And the Bible says that you must be born again. Why? Why did he say, brethren, that he done many mighty miracles or many wonders, brethren, within that of Chorazin and that of Bethsaida?
And he said, they repented not. Brother, they paid him no mind. Brother, they didn't know what to do with John the Baptist. They didn't know what to do with Jesus. And both of them preached the kingdom of heaven. They didn't believe them. They wouldn't have them. Now, I don't know this morning. I really don't. Bible says that had a Tyre, had he had done these works in Tyre and Sidon, he said they would have repented a long time ago. Brethren, I'm going to be honest with you, just as honest as I know how to be. Brethren, the Spirit of God's already pricked your heart. It's already touched you. And brethren, there ain't but one hope for your life today, and that's for you to bring it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll save you. Amen. Yes, he will. He'll make a new creature out of you. Thank God if you're going to have to believe. You know that? You got to come down to the place. Brethren, wonder today. Really do. I wonder today what God's already done in your life. And you just paid him no mind. You need to pay attention to what God's doing. You need to pay attention. It just might be your life. Yes, sir. You need to listen to that still, small voice. That little voice. You need to listen to that thing that says, not this time. Brother, go another way. It's for your good this morning. I know the Lord has blessed men and women alike down through the journey. I don't know. I really don't. I don't really understand a lot of things, and I know that they might be a lot of natural things that brethren, God may not do in your life or my life, but brethren, it does not make him any less real. Thank God he deals with the Spirit this morning. John, the forerunner of Christ, come to the place, he says, he got down in prison and no doubt got a little discomforted and no doubt got to doubting a little bit. And he sent two of his own disciples and he says, go down there and ask him. Thank God. Find out, brethren, is he the one? Are we looking for another? There ain't but one Lord. Brethren, he's still Lord. Yes, he is. Bible said, I read it unto you, what he told them to go back up there and tell him. And brethren, I want you to know, I believe it satisfied John. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Brother, God's been in the midst this morning in order to satisfy your soul. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've never walked on dry ground in a wall of water beside me. I've never done that. The Bible says that when the Red Sea was parted, that the children of Israel walked on dry ground. Yes, sir. And a wall on both sides. Brother, the water stood up. You would think they had never doubt God. I believe the Lord's done something in your life. and you've doubted him. You've turned around. Maybe you've got in a place to where you don't know which way to go. Maybe you've got in a place, my friend, to where everybody on every side says, "Where's your God?" Did you not know they asked the Lord himself? Thank God they asked him. Brethren, when he is on the cross, if you're the Son of God, save us and you together. Did he not? Bible says that the other malefactor spoke up and said, "You have nothing to say." Huh? Said, "This man's done nothing. This man's done nothing." Brethren, but said, we're here for our just causes. But this man has done nothing. He said, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Woo! Brother, I want to be remembered, don't you? Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Woo! Glory, thank God! Don't you know how God is real? Real! Real this morning! Woo! 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 Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Thank God! Woo! Glory! Glory, glory! My friend, they ain't nothing! No, nothing! As real as God this morning! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. Bible says and teaches us that if a man is to follow the Lord, he must first deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. Yes, sir. Take up his cross and follow him. Brethren, you've got a cross just like everybody else. But brethren, you don't have to follow him if you ever get the benefits. Yes, sir. Thank God. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. It's good, ain't it? Ain't God good? Give us so many blessings. Undeserving. That's what we are. Yes, sir, we're undeserving. Thank God, but he's good. He's good to give us blessings. Brethren, if God would take, brethren, in the days of Abraham, and he'd even consider, just consider, my friend, a wicked city like Sodom. My friend, for 10 souls' sake, he said, "I'll spare them. I'll spare that wicked city." You don't think God has mercy? Brother, he's got mercy. Ain't never been touched. Yes, sir. Thank God he did destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you know that? He did. Why, preacher? They wasn't 10 amongst her. No, sir, not 10. What a shame. What a shame. If the mighty works, oh, Capernaum. Capernaum, he said, if the mighty works that's done in these had been done in the days of Sodom. Yes, sir, he said, he'd have spared her. He'd have spared that city. He would have. He'd have spared that city. Listen to me. Can I tell you something? My friend, believe it or not, you're just not a spare tire. You're just not somebody that God spared. Brother, you're a son of God. If you ever been born again. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I feel too good to preach, just to be honest with you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, there ain't no sense in all that. I'll tell you what, there ain't no sense in. There ain't no sense in quenching the spirit. Woo! Ha! Glory! Ha! Sometimes it's greater! Ha! Thank God, greater than anything I've got! Yeah. You go over and read in the scripture and you'll find. I'm going to slow down. Got to slow down. Y'all going to have to pray. Yes, sir. It's been good to be here. It really has. It's been good to be amongst the living. You know what that? Both naturally and spiritually. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad to be living. You say, preacher, this world's a mess. It's much more than a mess. I'm afraid it's in trouble. Yes, sir. Our land's in trouble. Yes, it is. Preacher, you need to tell us that. We got young'uns coming on. I'm going to tell you young ones. Thank God you deviate from the Word, the foundation of God. Brother, you're going to be in trouble. Amen. Yes, you are. I believe it. I'm just going to be honest with you. Now, I'm not one, my friend, just bopping my gums. I believe it. Thank God I believe in the old rugged cross. I believe in the old story. Yes, sir. Glory to God came down from glory and he dwelt with us. Thank God he's still here today, folks. Preacher, I don't see him. Brethren, those invisible things ain't easy to be seen. I used to love to watch a little old program when I was growing up called The Invisible Man. Yeah, The Invisible Man. Whether you know it or not, the Lord's in the house. Yes, sir. The Lord. Yes, he's in the house. Thank God. Thank God for him. Thank God he's passed by. Prophesied, my friend, before this day come that Elijah would appear. You can go and read it. It's in the Old Testament. Brethren, what did Jesus say about John the Baptist? He said, of men that's been born of women, he said, there's none greater. None greater than John the Baptist. He said, and if you'll have it, this is Elias or Elijah, which is far to come. In other words, he came. He came in the spirit and the power of John the Baptist, my friend. Yes, he did. To prepare the way. The forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. What if the Lord done a mighty work among you? Would you believe him? Would you believe him? It can't be. It can't be just as simple as believing. Well, it's according to how you believe. Brother, you believe with the mind, my friend, and that's all that's in it. You ain't going to live long, huh, in that belief. No, sir. There's something else that'll take that belief away. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. I do. Brethren, with a heart man believeth unto righteousness. With a heart man believeth unto righteousness. I don't know what it took for you to get saved. Brethren, I know what it took for me to get saved. It took everything I had in me, my friend. Preacher, I don't believe that. Had to bring it all. Had to get rid of it all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can take you to the place. I can about take you to the time. Yes, sir. I can. The place and the time. But I can't tell you how. That's what the song says. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't know altogether how I got saved, but in one sense of the way, but I can tell you how I got saved. That makes sense. That makes sense. Why, preacher, you gonna tell me how and you don't know how? That's exactly what I said. Brethren, it took the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, to wash my sin away. It'll do the same for you. It will. It'll do the same for you. Glory. It's good to be here. It'll do the same for you. Brethren, there's not no big I's and little U's. Do you know that? You come to the Lord, my friend, you're just as big as the next one. Yes, sir. The greatest sinner. Susan said something about that when she had got saved, she wasn't no great big sinner. But the truth of it is, she became a sinner. Sinner. It ain't altogether what you've done in life that makes you a sinner. No, sir. Brethren, you'll come to the place in your life if you're a child, my friend, and you grow up and you grow up in church, it normally comes quicker. Just to be honest with you. But brethren, there'll come a day in your life that you ain't gonna, my friend, recognize altogether why it come, but it come and you don't feel like you used to. Amen. You may not figure it out the first time, but brethren, it won't take you very long. It won't take you very long. We used to be in revival a lot and we'd come home when our children was young. And brethren, they'd get out of the bed, come in there and stand by our bed. We'd be dead asleep. Brethren, Kathy'd punch. She said, "There's somebody in here." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "There's somebody in here." They wouldn't say a word. They'd stand about that far from Kathy and just breathe on her. Oh. Yeah. We'd get up, my friend, we'd put them back to bed. And sometimes it'd happen again, but most of the time they'd go to sleep. But brethren, in the weeks of revival, and you go day, every night, my friend, I'll guarantee you, it gets to working on them little hearts. Yes, sir, and them little hearts get troubled. Yes, they do. And you say, "Preacher, they're too young." Well, I can't put an age on it. I can't tell you, my friend, how young's too young, But I can tell you this, my friend, if you go too far, I can tell you how old's too far. Yes, I can. Think about it. Brother, a lot of folks has wasted their life, my friend, and not give it to the Lord. I've told you before about Clem Jarrett, 75-year-old, when he got saved. I'd never give it a whole lot of thought, but at his funeral, there's a preacher got up. We had part of his funeral, me and another pastor. But brethren, there were several preachers there, and there's one got up and said, Clem, talking about Clem, what a good life, but said, believe it or not, said he couldn't save his life, but he saved his soul. Glory! Glory to God! Think about it! God can save you eternally! Where it really counts. Where it really counts. He come, my friend. He done the work that it took for me and you to be set free. Yes, sir? Death's been captured. Yeah. Death's been captured. Yes, sir. Locked up. Preacher, they people still dying. You just crazy. I ain't talking about that kind of death. Huh? Brethren, there's another death that you need to be worried about. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where that soul a man, my friend, dies and never dies. Huh? Yes, sir. But you say, preacher, there ain't no such place, my friend. Just as long as heaven is, which we believe it to be eternal, brethren, the lake of fire is just as long. Yes, sir. And you'll die and never die. Yes, sir. The torments of death. Yes, sir. They'll get all over you. The torments of death, my friend. I heard a preacher preach one night about hell. And my friend, he preached so simple. He preached about a lot of simple things. But brethren, at the end of that revival, had about 12 saved. Yes, sir. And I really did the night that I went. I said, boy, that's a simple message. And somebody, my friend, no doubt understand out of that message, brethren, and they did. They did. Think about it. Brethren, a lot of us are adults, but I tell you, these children don't think like us adults, my friend. You think about it. Get right down on their level. My friend, when they're troubled, find out what the trouble is. They'll tell you. You know what our children kept telling? Well, I can't sleep. Huh? Well, why can't you? I can't sleep. They didn't understand. Not everything. Brethren, the truth of it is, the Bible says, when the Lord first appeared unto Samuel, my friend, Samuel didn't understand. Samuel heard a voice. Yes, sir. He went to Eli. That's the only man that ever talked to him or called him or whatever. He went to Eli, and Eli said, I didn't call you. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Said, lay back down. He went lay back down, and he called him again. Oh, Samuel run to Eli again. You know why Samuel done that? He done that the third time. The Bible says that third time that Eli understood that the Lord was talking to Samuel. Amen. He said, go lay back down. He said, if he cries out, calls out to you, he said, just answer him. Woo! Just answer him. Yeah. Brother, here am I. Thank God, speak, Lord. Yeah. Woo! The Bible says, for the Lord had not yet appeared unto Samuel. The Lord had not yet appeared. I can't give you an age, not going to this morning, but I'll tell you. When Samuel went that fourth time and laid back down, my friend, the Bible says that the Lord began to speak to Samuel. And the truth of it is, he told Samuel all about Eli. Yes, sir. Told him all about what was coming to pass. Eli got up the next morning and he told Samuel, he said, I'd like to know what the Lord told you. Huh? He said, and you don't hold anything back. He said, you hold it back, said it'll be upon you and your household. What he told him. Brother, I don't believe he held anything back from him. I believe he told him exactly, my friend, how things was. And you know the truth of it is, Eli already knowed. Eli had already heard. Eli knowed he was wrong. He knowed his sons was wrong. Brethren, in doing the things they were doing, I'm going to tell you something, folks. You cannot ignore, my friend, what's going on in this world. You might not can change all of it, brother, but you can change your world. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. You can. You can. As an individual, you can. Bible says that Samuel did not let any of his words fall to the ground. And he was established as a prophet. Come get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. You may not understand some of the service this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. They sang an old song, says, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Brethren, there ain't nothing like it. There ain't nothing to compare to it. No, sir. No, sir. Brethren, I'm glad. I'm glad of the benefits that comes with knowing the Lord. And and knowing Him in a free pardon of sin. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. There's nothing in this world to compare. I wonder, how's your heart this morning while we stand? Sing a verse, some song. Amen.